Well, whilst we sit here watching the rain, listening to the rain, and quite frankly wishing I were somewhere else, I think in these moments of trouble, we turn to poetry. And we have some poetry here. This is the Poetry Corner, and Charles Wolfe with The Burial of Sir John Moore. Not a drum was heard, not a funeral note. At his course to the rampart we hurried, not a soldier discharged his farewell shot, nor the grave where our hero we buried. We buried him darkly at dead of night, the sods with our bayonets turning. Do apologize for using that word there. By the struggling moonbeam's misty light and the lantern dimly burning. No useless coffin enclosed his breast, nor in sheet nor in shroud we wound him. But he lay like a warrior taking his rest, with his martial cloak around him. Few and short were the prayers we said, and we spake not a word of sorrow, but we steadfastly gazed on the face of the dead, and we bitterly thought of the morrow. We thought as we hollowed his narrow bed and smoothed down his lonely pillow, that the foe and the stranger would tread o'er his head, and we far away on the billow. Lightly they'll talk of the spirit that's gone, and o'er his cold ashes upbraid him. But little he'll reck if they let him sleep on in the grave where a Briton has laid him. But half of our heavy task was done when the clock struck the hour for retiring, and we heard the distant and random gun that the foe was sullenly firing. Slowly and sadly we laid him down from the field of his fame, fresh and gory. We carved not a line, we raised not a stone, but we left him alone with his glory. I like that. Charles Wolfe, a British clergyman, was born in Dublin, December 14th, 1791, and died at Cork, February 21, 1823. His poem, The Burial of Sir John Moore, is the only one of his works now widely read, it says. But this is taken from a book which was written a century ago. Sir John Moore, an English general, that's who he was killed the 16th of January, 1809, in an engagement between the English and the army of Napoleon. This was in Spain, Coruna. In accordance with an express wish, he was buried at night on the battlefield in St. Paul's Cathedral, London. A monument was sort of created in his memory, and the stone also marks the spot where he was buried on the ramparts at Coruna in Spain. It was from this port that the Spanish Armada sailed. So we have the poem there, very poignant. It wasn't my best reading ever, I do apologise for that. But there we go, we're doing this live, so I don't have the chance to go back and correct my mistakes. But a very, very solemn, very poignant poem there. And some of the interesting sort of words and phrases that were used: upbraid, rampart, random, bayonets, sullenly, shroud, rock, spirit, struggling. And some of the more interesting phrases: not a soldier discharged his farewell shot, the struggling moonbeam, we bitterly thought of the morrow. This is the English programme.